Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Appreciate the song, fellowship.
Amen.
Appreciate the spirit within it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thankful to be here.
Amen.
Thankful not to be saved.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We talk about what lays out ahead and the hope we have and everything God's done for us. I want to ask you a question tonight. This may bother you a little bit, but that I'll explain it to you later. You really believe tonight that there's a heaven?
Amen.
You really believe that?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Do you know these folks that don't? Do you know these folks that don't believe there's a hell?
Amen.
These folks tonight that don't believe there's a devil.
Right.
They think that people just die like a dog, and that's waste away, and that's it.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
There's a lot of assumptions tonight about heaven.
Right.
There's one thing that I've learned about heaven is that I don't know anything about it. That's the truth.
Amen.
And neither do you.
That's right.
And all these scholars and all these other people, they don't know any more than we do.
That's right.
Amen.
What's been wrote in the book is wrote for everybody.
Amen.
Yes.
And it said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered the heart of man.
Amen.
What God has in store for them that love him.
Yeah, amen.
Yes. Bless him.
The thought the Lord gave me tonight is the reality of heaven. I've heard everything. I've pastored 10 churches in my life. I've heard stuff that's absolutely just unreal. People talk about that when people die, that their grandparents, their parents, or whatever that is looking down on you. That ain't happening, folks. Heaven tonight wouldn't be heaven if people was looking down at me and you tonight or the suffering and stuff that we do in this life. That's not heaven. They people tonight that think that when they die, there's a place that they go to, and it's called purgatory, and they stay right there for a while and rest before they get on in. That's a lie, too.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's qualifications tonight to get into heaven.
Right. Amen. Yeah.
Come on, brother.
You've got to be qualified to get there.
Amen.
Blessing, Lord. Blessing, Lord.
The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal that the Lord knoweth is. Blessed God, and he that nameth the name of Christ,
right.
And he depart from iniquity.
Yes,
thank God tonight. There's a place, brother, that God hath prepared for you and I.
Amen.
He said, I'm going. He said, I'll come again and receive you unto myself.
Amen.
That's where I am. There you may be also.
Amen.
Now listen, thank God tonight.
Thank you,
I don't know where it is. I really don't care. I know tonight one thing. Wherever Jesus is,
yeah,
it's where heaven is.
Amen.
And where heaven is,
yeah,
it's where I'll be.
Amen.
Amen.
Had some good friends one time, Jehovah Witness. I witnessed them people just like everybody else.
God,
I didn't meet many tongue at all.
Yeah.
But they're deceived.
Yep.
Yeah.
They came to my house time and time again. Good friends.
Yeah.
And then one day they come bringing a suitcase. Wrong thing.
Bless you, Lord.
I told John, I said, John, you can't change me. And I said, I can't change you either. But I said, God can.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Praise the Lord.
Yes. An old man sitting in a van. He got out of the van. Come over there. He was going to light me up. What he was going to do. I said, I'm going to ask you one question. I said, where's heaven? Where's it at? Well, we don't know. I said, I don't either. But I said, wherever Jesus is,
there you go.
That'll suit me.
Amen, man. Yes.
The old man finally got back in the van. I've heard some of the silliest stuff I've ever heard. About heaven. Well, I'm going to tell you something about this place. What little bit I know, and you know it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flesh and blood ain't going.
Yeah, right, amen.
It ain't going to be there.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual place.
Yes, it is.
That's the reason we can't all come here.
Yeah. Amen.
Our hearts are much.
Yeah. Amen.
Just to try to grasp it, Tommy, yeah. What it is.
Yeah. Amen.
The Son of God is there. Yeah. Can we tell you what's there? They streets of gold.
Yeah.
Roads of Casper.
Yeah.
They a river of life that flows from the throne of God. The tree of life is there.
Yeah.
That's not the Son of God. He's seated on the right hand of the throne of the throne of God.
Yeah.
That's there.
Amen.
Yeah.
A fellow told me one time, he said, hey, he said, did you know these dogs in heaven? I said, sure not. I said, I hope that God has got my dog that I've hogged with all them years. And he lets me hog hunt some more. Never did say another word. That's silly.
Yeah.
But we're talking about heaven.
Right.
You can mention the word all day, and you still can't comprehend what it's like.
Sure.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guarantee they know the place anywhere like it.
That's right.
They never have been. They never will be.
Amen.
Amen.
Right,
yes.
Smart men have tried to figure it all out over the years. You know who knows the most about heaven? The people that are there.
Amen.
That's the people that knows about heaven. It ain't been you.
Yeah.
Paul said if we half opened this life only, he said we'd be all men most miserable.
Right.
I reckon the sufferings of this life will not compare to the glory that will be revealed in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Each time, Paul, I'm telling you, when the times get rough, but thanks something God has given us. It's called grace. That's God. He'll give you all that you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Grace through faith, all you saved, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Amen.
Not of works. Lest any man should boast.
Yeah.
You know how you got saved? Same way I did.
Yeah.
God the Father came to you, convicted your heart, and you got saved.
Thank you, Lord.
If you didn't get it that way, you didn't get it.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord.
The reality of it. We'll never know it. Till we cross.
Right.
Right. I'm getting me a cup of water. You don't know how I've enjoyed this thought. The Lord has just blessed me and blessed me with this. Just sit down and listen to the Spirit speak to you.
Yeah.
Minister to you.
Yeah.
People say, well, God won't speak to you. He does through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going to tell you tonight how to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this scripture. Most time God give me this scripture, I get a witness so much longer.
Yeah.
Just about every time. Romans 10:9, it said, that if.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget the if.
Yes.
Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Yes. That's how we say
it. Amen.
With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. I have no difference between the two and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is returned to call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Brother, that's sealed in heaven. People sitting in the house of God tonight just as lost.
Yes.
But lost can be. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Amen. Deceived. Yep. Lied to, believe the devil.
Yeah.
And they're sitting lost.
Yeah.
They won't be a second chance.
No.
Once death takes you, that's it.
Yeah.
Brother William Tipton said something one time I ain't never forgot. Comes back to me time and time again. We step out of this world into the next. Really simple, man?
Yeah.
Had a lady come to me, her husband died. I called her name, Brother Tommy Knorr. A few months after, buried her husband. Good friend of mine. Witness to him. Spent a lot of time with him. When he died, I stood there at the casket and I heard her daddy tell her, said, honey, said, you will see him in heaven. Did you ever pick up the obituaries and paper and read it?
Mm-hmm.
How many people has gone to heaven?
Right.
Just about every one of them.
Yes, Lord. Tell it.
A few months later, she came to me. She said, I want you to answer a question for me. I said, well, if we can. She said, my husband never gets saved. Did you know it? I said, never. I said, I ain't God. But he died in the bed quickly. I said, never. I said, I know what your daddy told you. But I said, you know better. If you ain't saved.
That's right.
If you ain't saved,
amen.
If Jesus doesn't live and abide within your heart,
right.
I'm not talking about the mouth, I'm talking about the soul.
Right.
If he does not live there, you're lost.
Right.
Amen.
And you need to get saved.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Right.
I don't get to go to these meetings like I used to. These days, I can't even put socks on my feet. My legs still hurt me so bad. That kills me.
Right.
I can't wash feet no more, Tommy. Right. That kills me.
Yeah.
To me, this is about as close to heaven you can get. These meetings. Oh, I've seen houses shouted down, people
Amen.
Saved. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It's over and over and over. Tom is right, it's a thing that's disappeared. So pass.
Amen.
And when you find them, take a lot of praying sometimes to find them.
Yeah, amen.
You know what they are? Truth and righteousness.
Amen.
There's so many things in this life today that's, and everything is to try to tear down the Lord.
That's right.
The church, try to discredit it, make people ashamed. I'm not ashamed of Jesus, I'm telling you right now. I am not. I'll pray anywhere, anytime. Make no difference to me.
Yeah.
We don't answer the man, we answer to God. I'm afraid of him too, ain't you?
Amen.
When he wants, he will call.
Amen.
Hebrews, I believe it is. I believe it's the 12th chapter. The Bible said, wherefore, saying we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lest I never sin in the weight that does so easily beset us.
Yes.
And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Yes.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame.
Yeah.
And is sent down to the right hand of the Father.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
You can't devil and dabble in sin and live for God.
Amen. Right.
If you want to get to heaven, there's qualifications.
Yeah, amen.
Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yeah.
He said in another place, he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Right. Yes.
I love the Lord tonight.
Amen.
I'll be the first to tell you, I failed.
Right.
I come so short.
Yes.
But I know how to remedy all that.
Amen.
They can remedy for
it. Amen.
Let us come boldly before the throne of grace.
Yeah.
We might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Amen.
Mercy seat.
Yeah.
Well, I like to see people come to an altar down to me.
Amen.
Think of the past. No. Most of the churches you go into, you never see anybody come here, Lord. Never.
God help.
What a shame.
Right.
What a shame.
Right. Help us, God.
People, they love the creation more than they love God.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
Bless you, Lord.
I'm going to share something with you. I'm just trying to do what the Lord tells me to do.
Bless you,
Lord.
I used to be able to preach for an hour. This is hard as I can preach. I can't do that no more. I'm almost home. That's right.
Yeah.
I told him down to Edward one night, I said, if the Lord comes for you and you don't want to go, you send him on down to the harbor. So I'll be ready.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. I want to go home.
Amen.
I want to go home, therefore. Sooner the better. People say, well, I ain't no hurry. I'm in a hurry. I'm tired. But I ain't leaving the door to get ready.
Yep.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I have two friends tonight. I never did tell Sister Bird of this. That's the reason you had a call that time. I have a friend who has terminal cancer, prostate cancer. He's 65 years old. Good Christian man, you never meet in your life. Knows him a long time. And lost contact with him for a while, and the Lord, several months ago, spoke to me and told me to put myself back with him again. Nothing they can do for him. He had never fished any. You know, work. They can fish all the time. Got him to fishing. Now he's hooked on it. love to eat fish. But don't give him mine.
Yeah.
I have another friend. Had cancer last year, took all his treatment, thought he was done, come right back again. I take these men fishing and share with them. You know what they're waiting on? Just like me. They're waiting. Leave. Waiting to get out of here.
Bless you, Lord.
Something's going to take you out. It may be quick. It may be lingering. You may die with the worst cancer there is. That scares people. And it's supposed to. What do you mean? I don't die with you.
Right.
But I got to go home. I got to leave. And it don't make no difference to me. It really don't. Yeah. I quoted you scripture. Paul said, I reckon. You get that? I reckon.
Yeah.
Suffering. This world. Boy, it won't compare to the joy. People think that you're going to know the things that went on in your life. You ain't.
Praise God.
That's just like grandma looking down on you. She ain't.
She
told me, said, I've got a son over there. Said, him and grandpa was fishing in the river. I said, ain't happening. Ain't happening. No. This is spiritual.
Yeah.
This is of God.
Yeah.
It ain't not of man. He had nothing to do with it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good
preacher.
Yeah.
There ain't no smart people that come to heaven, both drums, didn't they? They ain't. They ain't none. We all know the same thing.
Amen.
And the grace of God that brings salvation appears to everybody. Everybody has an opportunity to be saved. I don't care who it is. What they do with that opportunity is up to them.
Amen.
If they die and go to hell, it's because they chose to die and go to hell.
Right.
Yeah. Tommy pointed to that cross, the one that hung there.
Yeah.
Gave his life.
Yes, he did. Thank you, Jesus.
Suffered.
Yes, he did.
Beyond anything you and I can imagine.
Thank you, Lord.
Beaten to the place you couldn't even recognize me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And did he still love me?
Amen.
Bless Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless his name. Bless him.
Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Ask you another question. What are you going to do when you get there?
Bless him, Lord.
People talk about, well, when I die, go through the gate. Jesus is going to be standing there for me. I may be wrong. But the only man I remember Jesus standing for was stoned to death. And his name was Stephen. He stood for him. Now if there's anybody else, I don't know about it. That's the reality of heaven. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you get there? You don't think about that?
Yeah.
I've had people tell me it's going to run grab on the first time.
No.
Remember that one time.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
Ever and ever.
Yep.
I believe. It's what I believe. We're going to praise him.
Amen.
For eternity.
Amen.
Right up for what? He died for us.
Amen.
Thank God, rest his soul.
Yeah.
Thank God today. We're talking about the Lamb of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God that takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to run grab mama first thing. Are they going to get daddy? No, you ain't.
Oh,
it ain't happening, folks.
Amen.
Real.
Yeah. That's
when
right.
you sit down and you start pondering on heaven, the real part of it.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
And it won't be as long as it has been either.
That's right.
I'm telling you. People talk about this thing, this virus we have. I hate to disappoint. This is a plague. Read back in the Bible, thousands and millions of people have died and God brought it on them.
Right.
But he said the end is not yet. I don't know how many people have died in the world, but there's been a lot of them. And they know we get. Wait and see. God's trying to wake people up. Go around to churches. Churches I've been in the past full of people. Go to them now. Handful of people. Boy, yeah. Why would you quit living for the Lord that you've lived for Him for years and years and years? I don't understand that. But there's a lot of things I don't understand. There's a lot of things I don't know either.
Right. Amen.
I mean, you're on the same level to come to heaven.
Right.
Same level.
Yep.
Yes.
I've had people tell me things about heaven. I'm telling you what the truth.
Right.
I believe my lying dog before I believe him. The things they said.
Yeah, right.
You know how you learn? The book.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Lose some sleep.
Yeah, thank you, God.
Don't sleep anyway.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord, for the book.
He said to study. To show thyself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
These people right now are dying, going to hell, you know? That just kills me.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. I wasn't going to say nothing about you, but I'm going to tell you. Don't you think anything that I tell you is lifting me up in any way whatsoever, God forbid. Jesus! For the last 2 nights, I've been working on a man and a woman's house of evening. When Bill gets off, I can't do it by myself. That's the way it don't be. So we go home and work 2 or 3 hours. The Lord puts me as lost people. This man's lost. Just as lost as he can be. And he's bull-headed, like myself. But I'm going to get an opportunity to witness to him, Tom. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Bless you, Lord.
But that's where I've been for 2 evenings. That's the only time I could do it. I had to work last Sunday. His wife's Christian. She said, "What are you doing over here on Sunday?" I said, "Sis, this is the only day I got." I said, "You want me to fix your roof before it rains again?" Ceiling fell in the kitchen. Destroyed. "Yeah, only fixed." I said, "Well, this is the only day I got." I said, "The Lord don't understand that." I said, "I'll pay for it."
Right.
But I said, "That's all right. But I will get an opportunity to witness to that man." You know how you witness to people, lost people? You have to go where lost people are.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah.
They ain't coming to you every once in a while.
Yeah.
You may get one to come to you, but it's a rare thing.
Yeah, right.
Go out into the hedges and the highways and compel them to come in. My house might be filled.
Amen.
We failed and failed and failed. I like to fish. Ben Thomas been fishing all the night. When he was younger, I'm not old than he is. Had some good times sitting talking about the Lord, the peacefulness. There I go sometimes. Way up in the morning. I don't sleep anyway. My legs hurt me. It's about a cake. And I just go and sit and listen. Take me a headwipe. Read. Boy, it's time how the Lord will come to you. You know what I'm saying? And I like that. I'd rather have him for company than anybody I know.
Amen.
The reality of heaven. One of these days we're going to get to find out, ain't we?
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'll tell you something else, folks. You will not have this body.
Right.
No, thank God we won't have this.
Thank God.
Have a spiritual body like it unto the Son of God. What the Bible said.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
If that don't get you anxious, go home and learn what does.
Amen.
All the things we do in this life, all the things we enjoy, a Christian would rather be about his father's business than anything they is.
That's right.
That's true.
That's right.
And like I told, ain't nobody like to fish and hunt like I do. I can't hunt no more. Legs is gone. I get my dog trying to get over, you know. And then say the legs. Takes nothing. If you want to witness to somebody, I tell you what you do. When you get out of the way of the morning, you ask God to put somebody in front of you that day. I guarantee you, he'll do just exactly that. Done it over and over and over. Better happen to one time over quickly, man. He said, would you go into a beer garden and witness to a man? And I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
I said, I've been in it for years. I said, I'm not afraid of nobody in there. And I said, the Lord told me to go in there, go in there and tell them about Jesus.
Yeah.
The fellow that I went into Home Depot, man, I told you this day you get. One of our hits on working job down in the aisle. Young man on the left-hand side of me, when I passed him, my soul just, oh, it just killed me. I walked a step to come back. Began to talk to him, asked him if he's a Christian. He said, I got saved when I was real young, so I thought I did. I stood there and witnessed to him. I told him, I said, we need to pray. His wife was getting ready to leave him. He was in bad shape. That's the reason I had to go in there that day because that man, right there. That's the reason.
Right. That's right.
We knelt there in the aisle and prayed. Year later, see him again, he's still working in there. He run over there, seen me coming, he run over and shook my hand. He said, you'll never know what that's done for me that day. He said, me and my wife in church, as we got our lives straightened up, as we've been on a mission trip, just on and on and on. It ain't about me and you.
That's right, man.
This meeting tonight?
No. Right.
It ain't about him. It's about Jesus.
Amen.
What he done. Brother, he humbled himself and washed the feet. People don't believe he took washing. You get to heaven. I've heard Brother Robert Lee say, you meet the man that done it.
Yeah. That's right.
And you will.
Amen.
If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus, I can plead with you, beg you,
right,
do everything I know to do.
Right.
Try to get you to come and get saved. I think something has to happen.
Right. Amen. Yeah.
Yes.
My Father, will speak to you.
Yes, he will.
And he'll speak to you personally.
Yes, I will.
Nobody won't be able to hear it.
That's right.
He'll speak to you in here.
Yeah.
Mind salvation will send you to hell.
Right.
Soul saving salvation will put you into hell.
Yeah.
If you're here tonight lost without God, you say, "Preach, why, this is a foot washing. This is all about the Lamb of God."
Amen.
Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up, we'll draw all men."
Amen.
You can be saved if you want to be saved. I'm done, Tony.
Amen.